here at the team hotel in Kansas City, joined by DeMarcus Ware. DeMarcus, we all hit the hotel, get a chance to relax for a little bit and kind of think about the short week it's been. One of the stories, of course, recovery, health, how everyone's feeling. How are you feeling at this point? And you think, guys, recover quick enough here. You got a game on Thursday.
You know, that's the main thing with the short game on Thursday. Guys do everything that they can, you know, to try to recover.
Yeah.
And I think the 7 o'clock, you know, time frame, it gives you enough time to go get your massages, get a little bit of therapy here and there. And it's all about, yeah, really about the deep tissue stuff.
Okay.
Just trying to just get all the inflammation out and get ready for Thursday.
So now that you guys have gone through your practices and walkthroughs, Malik Jackson questionable. You go into a game with four defensive linemen. How does the defense as a group help make up for that when you have a thin group right there? And how could you personally help if you know there's only four?
Hey, you know what, you know, guys like Malik, you just got to know that, you know, your two, whoever goes in there, that's where it sort of started at in this off season of, you know, getting everybody ready.
Yeah.
And the ones play just like the ones, the twos play just like the ones. And, I mean, we'll be ready. I mean, the depth might be a little bit short. So that's why, you know, it's called team. You know, guys pick up where it's left off, and we change some things around or whatever we need to do. But at the end of the day, we'll have what we need to get the job done.
Chiefs get one of their leaders back, Eric Berry. He'll make his home debut on Thursday night. How do you match that energy when it's already you against the world? Now it's going to be you against the world with Eric Berry leading that charge. You know, that fan base, how they feel about him.
You know, the Chiefs have a really, really good following, and, you know, you're going into a hostile environment, especially with it being a big, you know, just AFC game. So we just look at it as you go in and you got to corral with the team, with the small group that we have. We have 53 guys that are ready to play. And so we're going to get out there and do what we need to do to play well and try to get a victory.
Last one, I'll let you go. I know you've always said it's always kind of about your next game. A lot of people talking about this Broncos defense this week after showing what you did against Baltimore. But for you, how important is it to do it again, to start setting a trend to really establish that identity?
I think it's all about consistency.
Yeah.
How consistent can we be, not just one game, but week in and week out, and be the defense that we need to be? We call ourselves, and we really harp on that orange crush feeling, and we're trying to bring that back to the Denver Broncos. So, but we have to be, you know, consistent and, you know, every week and just be ready. So we prepared really well this week, and we're going to bring that tenacity to this game.